This is Ready Radio, preparing you to be ready for anything. Now, here's your survival guide for Ready Radio, John Rush.
And it is John Rush. Normally Rush to Reason, Drive Radio, Fix It Radio, but this afternoon at 2 o'clock on Fridays, it's Ready Radio. We've got a very special guest today during this first part of our program, which, by the way, I appreciate very much. Jim Garlow joining us. Very influential individual, by the way. Former White House pastor, advisor, I should say. Political commentator, keynote speaker, which we'll talk about that here in a moment as well. But Pastor Jim, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. A joy to be on with you, my friend. We love Denver.
Well, thank you very much. We enjoy having you. You've been on with us before in the past, and you're a familiar voice to Crawford Broadcasting, and we appreciate you very much.
Oh, yes. I was on Crawford Station back in Texas decades ago.
There you go. All right. So let's get into it. Let's do this first, Jim. You guys have a special a gathering here coming up here in the not too distant future. Why don't you talk about that real quick so folks can know more about that?
Yeah, it's called the Future Conference. It's in Arlington, Virginia, although they can tune in and watch it live stream, but we encourage people to come. Arlington, Virginia, July 20, 21, 22. And it's kind of like 3 one-day conferences back to back. The first day is what to say and how to say it. How to respond biblically or scripturally to every political or governmental topic. I wrote a book called Well Versed by that same title,
okay,
in which it lays out the biblical underpinnings of 30 topics. Now, the second day is how to deal with the cancel culture. In other words, there's governments like Trudeau up in Canada that froze bank accounts. How do you avoid that happening to you? Or what if our religious worship would be forced underground?
Right.
We don't want to think of categories, but what about that? What about if your children are forced to go to a certain school or are forced out of a school? How do you create your own educational? What about the medical doctors who would not go along with the governmental vax?
Right.
And the result was,
right,
they could lose their potential to practice, 25,000 of them maybe. Or what if you're ruled out of your healthcare system because you won't take the vax or some other government intrusion? So how do you create an alternative universe in all these arenas, whether it be housing, whether it be medical, whether it be educational, whether it be banking, your money, et cetera, so that you can make sure you not only survive but thrive when you're marginalized and canceled by the predominant culture.
And day three?
Yeah, oh, good. Day three is uncanceling George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. We're going to get on buses and have a fun time and make a tour down to Monticello, Jefferson's home, and to Mount Vernon, to Washington's home.
Awesome.
And you can find out about the conference at wellversedworld.org, and then just click on Future Conference, and it'll all come up there, and you can see all the information. 43 different speakers.
Awesome.
Awesome speakers.
Awesome.
With pretty high technicality in terms of understanding of all these issues. It's the conference. I hope nobody needs what we give on day two, quite frankly, cancellation insurance.
Right,
so,
right.
But we have car insurance, health insurance, house insurance, et cetera. We hope we never use it, but I'd rather use it and not, have it and not need it than wish I had it and not have it.
Well, that's why we do this particular hour each week, Jim, on Fridays, is really along those same lines. A lot of what we talk about here, really, I agree with you. I hope we never, ever have to use and do the things that we talk about here, you know, on an hour basis each week. But the reality is we need to be prepared just in case. And I kind of say it this way. We need to be prepared for the just ifs of life, no matter what they might be.
That's exactly right. The future belongs to those who prepare for it. I used to say, I pastored for many, many years. Now we have a ministry called Well-Versed. It's a ministry, two members of Congress, an ambassador of the United Nations. We try to bring biblical principles of governance to governmental leaders. And so we've met privately, for example, with 93 of the 193 ambassadors at the United Nations. And we meet, if God opens the doors, with heads of state, presidents and prime ministers, or whatever members of Congress or Parliament, whatever we can, to bring biblical principles of governance, because God invented government. He came up with the idea. I used to say when I was a pastor, I'm preparing you for what is to come. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm preparing you for that. Now, as I look at our culture, what that is that we were preparing people for is now here. And it would be much. Nick Vujicic, for example. Nick Vujicic, the man with no arms and no legs who speaks all over the nation.
Yep, yep.
He woke up the morning of April 2019 and found out his bank accounts were frozen. His credit card was was frozen. His debit card was worthless all at once just because of his beliefs.
Wow.
I have since found out there might be as many as 300 different organizations that have had that happen to him.
Wow.
Now, most of the people listening right now think, well, it can't happen to me. Oh, yes.
No, don't kid yourself. Oh, yeah, no, you're right, Jim. No, don't kid yourself. It sure could.
We have a number of members of Congress coming to speak. Once again, that's wellversedworld.org. And then they'll go down, they'll see a picture of Michelle Bachmann, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. Click on her picture, and it'll open up the whole thing. She's our co-host for it on day one. Attorney Matt Staver is our co-host on day two. Kevin Freeman from the Economic War Room out of Dallas is going to be talking about how do you structure your finances, your bank account, in such a way so you will not be frozen. We're having a guy from Asia come and talk about how does the church operate underground.
Hmm.
We hope we never have to do that, but it's important to know those kinds of things.
It is. And, you know, and real quick, for a plug for this, by the way, for all of you listening, even a lot of you that are business owners, a lot of you listen because, you know, I'm self-employed, and we get a lot of self-employed individuals, Jim. You know, like begets like. You know how that is. And I will tell you, Jim, that there's something to be said there for even certain businesses learning how to do what you're talking about, because it could come to that point with certain businesses where they've got to do the same thing.
Well, Michael Cypher's one of our speakers, and his whole company, what he does is to find those companies that have been marginalized and canceled because they're either patriotic or conservative or they have biblical values or for some reason, and find them and link them with the other companies that are going through the same thing, and then find all the people who've been fired from their companies and link them together to form an alternative or parallel universe. We call it the albatross moment. An albatross is a bird in Australia that can stay airborne above the storm for 5 to 6 years without landing.
Wow.
And that's it's an albatross moment on day two of the Future Conference. That's wellversedworld.org. Then click on Michelle Bachmann's picture, and it'll all come up right then.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, let's get into a few of these and give some folks some tips. And all of you listening, by the way, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Jim Garlow joining us now. And you can actually find Jim at truthpr.com. That's one of his websites. He's there. Let's talk about the money side of it, Jim. Let's say, for example, something like what you just said happens, and or we have a complete, you know, collapse of our economic system, which by the way, I think either or of those is actually possible. And I'm not a predictor of any of that, so I'm not going to get into all those details. But I think we live in a day and age where anything could happen right now, Jim. So a question for you. If something like that were to happen, how do the folks that are listening, whether they're self-employed, whether they work for somebody else, we've got churches that listen as well, what do these individuals do if that were to happen?
Number one, have a spirit of boldness and confidence. You might expect me to say this just because I've been a pastor in my life, but I'm not saying it for that reason. I'm saying because it's truth. And that is at the Future Conference, after every speaker, we've allotted time for encouragement from the Word of God, prayers, prophecy, declarations, so that we keep our eyes on the Lord, that we don't simply go down and get sunk by all this difficult news we're getting. Because some of it's kind of tough to take after
agree.
That overdose.
I agree.
And so we are focused after every session, well, just for a few moments, to get our eyes back on Jesus. Our hope is in Him. And I think this is a moment where every one of your listeners needs to make sure they have a personal relationship with Almighty God provided through Jesus Christ, death on the cross. I'm not saying that just to sound spiritual. I'm saying that because that is the key to surviving, no matter what happens in this life and the life to follow.
Couldn't agree more, Jim. You are, and as you know, you're in good company. Otherwise, I wouldn't have you here in the first place. So we feel exactly the same way that you do. Practically speaking, what are things folks should do? Because I agree with you. Everything you just said, spot on. But I'm also a guy that says God gave us a brain, you know, ears, two eyes, feet, legs, and so on, and we need to be called to action as well. You know, we just can't sit around and say, "Oh, we're going to pray about it." Well, that's great, but you still got to put some action to those words. Otherwise, it might not work out.
I think I agree with you 100% on what you just said. It's very prudent that people plan ahead. That's the whole reason for the Future Conference. They need to understand what it is that we're coming into.
Yeah.
None of us know exactly what that's going to look like, but we have a global rise in totalitarian authoritarianism.
Right.
Canada's gone, Australia's gone, New Zealand's gone. Where would you flee?
There's nowhere left, Jim. There's nowhere to go.
Or Brazil, but Brazil hangs by a thread.
Right.
Bolsonaro's a president, but Hungary is doing great under Viktor Orban, but how long can can they stand this onslaught taking place? So you need to have a community, small communities of people with whom you are organized together, and you have thought through a strategy. And you need to think through basic, do you have food provision? Do you have water provision? Have you thought that through, how to do that? What do you do for your health care? How do you provide basic health needs for each other in a community? You obviously, one of our things of our seminar, now I know this is not a popular thing to talk about, but where would you flee if you had to flee?
Yeah.
And so we have five speakers talking specifically about that. Hmm. There are people who help hide the Jews in the moments of high anti-Semitism.
Right.
Well, now we're thinking to anti-Christianism. So what we've been doing to try to help save lives of Jewish people, now we find ourselves to save our own lives, potentially.
Mm.
So it's prudent that you have a plan, a distinct plan. Think through each one of the categories of the basic need you have to survive. Survival would become the key at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then process, it works best in a small group because it gets overwhelming if you do it by yourself. Think through, how do you protect yourself? How do you provide food? How do you provide water? What do you do as best you can, medically, as much as you possibly can? What do you do even to keep up educational components if you have young children in the home? Each one of these categories, and even think through your finances. What do you do in that arena? What do you do in terms of having the capacity for exchange or barter? So the failure to think through this is a way to really bring devastation upon yourself. Again, we hope none of us ever need this.
Right.
But the indicators in many countries, and including the trajectory of our own country, would indicate that it's wise and prudent to do exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, Jim. We hope for, you know, what's that old saying? You hope for the best, but plan for the worst. And that's what we're doing here. The reality is we make sure that we, you know, still having, you know, fun in life, enjoyment, do the things that we like doing, but on the same token, not be ignorant of those things that we need to be paying attention to, making plans. And a lot of what you're saying, too, I'm a big believer, and I'm sort of a planner kind of a guy, but I'm a guy that says, you know, these are sorts of things that you put into different lists, categories, and so on, and just, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. Nobody's going to be able to put all these things together in a, you know, in a one weekend or even several weekends, Jim. This takes a lot of planning, a lot of forethought, and you just keep chipping away at it, you know, weekend after weekend, week after week, month after month, always looking to whatever that next task is and making sure that you're ready for whatever life might throw at us.
I so appreciate you're taking a public stand on that. Very few do. They're afraid of being made fun of, accused of being you're a prepper. Well, the preparation for emergencies for one's family is a godly and righteous and holy act.
That's right.
That is wise and that is prudent. And to put things together in your home to provide for your family and for your loved ones and for your neighbors, it is really, you couldn't be more Christ-like than doing that, trying to anticipate what people around you are going to need and help protect them. Having things is not long. Now, hoarding them would be wrong, but having things is not long. So preparing and having preparation for that is absolutely a godly and righteous and holy act.
No, I agree with you fully. There's many, many examples, as you know, through Scripture where that's exactly what the Lord even told, you know, different people groups, you know, through the years, children of Israel being one of them, on what they needed to do, where they needed to store up, and why. I mean, this is not the first time, by the way. Everybody listening, please hear me on this. Jim, you can verify this and relate to this. This is not the first time in history anything like this has ever happened, is it?
No, and we operate with this cultural naivete, and that is that the way things are the way things will always be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly what they thought in all the cultures that once existed. We read about Babylonians, Assyrians, we read about the Greeks, we read about the Romans, we read about all these. We don't realize they were once thriving cultures like American culture is right now.
That's right. Well, what happens too, Jim, and you know this, and it does coincide with what we're talking about. So no, folks, I'm not just on a soapbox, but it does coincide, I do believe, Jim, that as a country or even the world itself gets more rich, if you would, we become more spoiled, more things are expected, we get entitlement mentality, which is you know, running rampant in this country right now. And when those things start to happen, in my view, and I could be wrong, but I don't think I am, though, Jim, when those things start to happen and we start to be apathetic or towards certain things, you know, the end isn't far away. And every single country, and you've just mentioned it, every great country in past experienced the exact same thing.
You know, there's a sociological cycle that cultures go on, all cultures go on, and you can easily track the fall of every culture on that cycle. It's well known, it's well studied, and it is so applicable today, right now, in our own culture. We are in the midst of experiencing it at this time. The nation, even people who are well outside, let's say, the Christian faith, or may not be even conservatives or patriots or et cetera, even they, since now, these last two and a half years, mm-hmm. that something has gone tragically wrong in our nation.
That's right. No, I was going to add something to what you said a moment ago about that as well, and this, I think, is really it's appropriate for me to say because we have listeners from all walks of life. Some have, you know, really deep faith. Others may not have as deep a faith as you and I have, Jim, but the reality is if you're even on this playing field at all of what you just said a moment ago, and you may not fully buy into all of the spiritual side of things, but if the world thinks that you are and that you're playing on that team, the reality is you're going to find yourself in the same position that even hardcore Christians find themselves in, correct?
Oh, that's absolutely right. We're coming into an era in which it's going to be, at least if the globalists have their way, if Klaus Schwab and World Economic Forum types have their way, it will be an oligarchy that will be controlling the globe. That's mm-hmm. their desire. They used to hide it.
They're not now.
They're very open. You can go online. World Economic Forum is very blatant, exactly what they want to do. And if you want to see a little functional model, the poster child for World Economic Forum was Justin Trudeau, who suspended the Canadian Constitution when a group of people protested totally legally, then froze the bank accounts for every one of the people. They even gave a sandwich to a trucker during that time. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, mm-hmm. premiers in the provinces jailing pastors. Arthur Pawlowski is a man I've interviewed a number of times, and I'll be interviewing him again today myself, and Henry Hillebrand, others who have been horribly harassed. And when Pawlowski, as a pastor, was thrown in prison for simply having church services, they treated him with brutality that you would expect from communist China.
Wow.
And that's in our neighbor to the north.
Wow.
It's astounding.
It
what
is.
We are witnessing.
Yep.
In fact, the Ohio State Legislature is now passing, well, they're now talking about passing legislation to declare Canada officially on the watch list for religious liberty violations. It has gone so far, so fast. And the only reason Trudeau backed away and reinstituted the Constitution or reinstated it was because the World Economic Forum powers said, you have gone too far. The banks are calling us. They're not happy. The people are revolting. The peasants are rising up. Back off. You're giving us a black eye.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm. what happened.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. For those of you listening, by the way, what Jim just talked about in regards to that cycle, producer Ann is listening to me as we speak up, all the way up in Minnesota. She has that graphic at some place. She's going to dig that out. We'll get it out on our website as well so some of you can see that and even download it and look at it. But again, Jim, I appreciate you joining us. It's an honor. I will say that. I appreciate all your kind words on our end, but personally, I feel like this is a huge topic. I don't feel like we, to your point a moment ago, we don't talk about it enough. It's never talked about really in public as far as media is concerned, because to your point, anybody that does is labeled a wacko, you know, extremist, which, by the way, I'm as far from that as anybody that listens to me knows. I'm just a realist. I look at things in a very realistic manner. I do believe we need to be prepared. To your point, Jim, I coach businesses before I do the show, and one of the things I've got my businesses doing right now is exactly these same things. Are you prepared? A recession is here, by the way. If you don't think so, then just, you know, go look around at how things are. But the recession is already here. And personally, business-wise and so on, are you prepared for all of these things? And then to add that other layer to it, the things you and I just talked about as well. These are things folks need to be aware of.
If I can say this personally, I grew up not too far from your state of Colorado. I live in San Diego now. I've been here for many years. But I grew up on a farm in Kansas. And at the age of 9, I got hooked on politics. I would say, from a theological standpoint, a governmental anointing came upon me. So I've been following politics and governmental stuff every day of my life since age 9. I just turned 75, so that's 66 years. And what we're witnessing right now is unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
And there are warning signs are everywhere. Only the most undiscerning could be missing what's going on. I just took 11 of my grandchildren, flew them to Cincinnati. We went to Northern Kentucky. We went to the Ark Encounter.
Oh, I want to go there. I'm envious. I want to go there.
It's incredible. We were just there. And let me just tell you, all but 8 people on the earth mocked and made fun of Noah for preparing.
Mm-hmm.
But when the rain started coming, they didn't mock him anymore.
True.
They were begging to get in.
Very true.
And what we're trying to do is build an ark, all of us together, that can accommodate as many people as possible who are willing to prepare for the future, because the future belongs to those who will prepare for it.
Amen. Jim, it's been a joy having you. It was short notice. I got kind of the press release and things yesterday on this, and I appreciate you taking time out of your day so quickly to join us. We'll have you back, and as you know, I've got many other programs that we do here on KLZ and on Crawford, so we'll get you back on one of the other programs as well. But I wanted to start here. It was perfect timing for what we do during this hour, and I'm very appreciative of you joining us, sir.
Oh, my honor to be on with you. Thank you so much, John.
You're very welcome, Jim. Have a great weekend, sir.
And same to you, my brother.
You bet. And folks, we will put that schedule, if you would, or the announcement for that particular event coming up next month. Producer Ann will get that out. We'll get that on several of our websites, by the way, where you guys can see those things. And again, I appreciate it very much. And all of our sponsors, by the way, it's because of them that we're able to even do this. Keep in mind, it's not just me coming on air each week. It's all of the folks that believed in this and thought, hey, this is a great thing. We need to be involved in this. Much to what Jim just said a moment ago, we need to build a huge ark for everyone to be able to jump on and join. And it's because of those sponsors that we've been able to even do this. So listen up. They're coming up next. If you use one of those sponsors, please let them know you heard them on Ready Radio. I would appreciate it greatly. This is Ready Radio, KLZ 560.